Latham Audio Publishing presents Case Closed, No Prisoners, adapted from the short story by Louis L'Amour. And now, a special introduction by Louis L'Amour.
A Texas Ranger usually worked with a company, or at least with companions. In the earlier years, he was permitted a certain amount of discretion. He might do miles from a court when to bring a man in for trial meant a hardship to a family as well as to others. Often a ranger settled a case on the spot, using his own judgment of what was right and correct under the circumstances. Often there was no court close by and no judge. If there was a debate, it was often a six-shooter arbitration, and justice proved to be due to marksmanship rather than any fine point of law. Such men as Chick Bodie were fairly typical of ranger quality. Most of them were young, most of them had experience on the plains. They knew the manner of men they were to deal with. Many of them had punched cows beside the men they had to arrest. They understood them, knew their problems, and could talk to them as they could to the ranchers. Many ranchers were far out on the plains in Indian country. You cannot arrest a man and take him to his family without leaving them in danger. So often reason took the place of law, and if the situation was not too serious, it might be settled on the spot. A ranger furnished his own horse and equipment, such as it was. He had no uniform, although the horse he rode was usually better than that ridden by the average cowboy. He had a good rifle, a 73 or later a 76 Winchester, and he usually carried a Colt that used the same ammunition. He had learned his tracking as a boy following stock or horse thieves. He had learned survival just by living in the country. He knew something of Indians, a lot about the land itself, and a lot about cattle and horses. He dealt occasionally with murderers, more often with stock thieves. Later it became banker stage robbers, but whenever it was, he knew what to do. It was only a fool who started a shooting match with a ranger, and usually the outlaw came out on the wrong end of the stick. John Wesley Hardin, considered by some to be one of the most dangerous men alive, was arrested without a shot fired by Sergeant Armstrong of the Rangers. When they had a job to do, they did it. The famous story, of course, is that of Captain Bill McDonald. There was a riot in Texas, and Rangers were sent for. When McDonald got off the train, they asked, "Where are the Rangers?" He said, "I'm here." "What, only one Ranger?" He said, "Well, there's only one riot, isn't there?"
And now, Case Closed, No Prisoners, by Louis L'Amour.
McNally, stop. Texas Rangers, Austin, Texas, stop. Bank of Kimball robbed dawn Monday. Sole witness deceased. Stop. Request support immediately.
On the third day after the robbery, Sheriff Walt Barrow gave up and wired Austin.
Yeah, will that be all, Sheriff?
Yes, I guess so. Send it again in an hour, please, Fred. Just in case.
Right you are, Sheriff.
The robbery had become the sole topic of conversation in the town of Kimball, and by now everyone knew the story.
$40,000 would be more like it.
Woohoo! $40,000!
Outlaws had hit the bank just before daylight to the tune of $40,000.
Howdy, Walt. Any news?
Hardy.
Howdy, Sheriff.
No, John. Nothing at all. Whoever done it seems to have plumb disappeared.
Well, what are you going to do, Sheriff? Folks are asking for results.
I'm doing what I can, John. Rest assured of that. I'm doing everything I can.
When the townspeople awoke on the morning of the robbery, they had no idea what had taken place. Not until Mary Phillips stopped Sheriff Barrow as he passed her door on the way to breakfast and asked him to look for Josh.
Oh, Walt! Walt, I was... Well, I guess it's silly to bother you, but, well, I thought you might keep a lookout for Josh.
Well, ain't he at home, ma'am?
No, and, well, it just isn't like him.
Where'd he go?
Somebody came to the door just before daylight, and Josh answered it. He called to me that he'd be right back, and I heard him go out.
Yeah?
Well, when I got up, he was still gone.
Walt Barrow knew that country bankers sometimes worked long hours, and he was undisturbed. Until... he saw the bank's door ajar. Pushing it wider, he found Josh Phillips lying in a pool of blood.
Josh! Josh!
The banker lifted a hand, horribly blackened by fire.
They forced me.
Who was it?
Strangers. New. Red.
The townspeople were enraged, but their anger was tempered by wonder, for there were no tracks, and nobody appeared to have noticed anything. The outlaws had come and gone, unseen, unheard. Only the body of Josh Phillips, the safe they had forced him to open, and the $40,000 missing proved their visit. On the fifth day after the robbery, late in the afternoon, a rider swung down at the hitch rail in front of the Longhorn Saloon. He was a young man, lean and broad in the shoulders. He had a hard brown face, wide at the cheekbones, a firm straight mouth, and a strong jaw. He wore a black flat-brimmed hat, a black silk neckerchief, gray wool shirt, and black broadcloth trousers over hand-tooled boots with California spurs. Untying his blanket roll, he left his roan standing three-legged at the rail, walked past the saloon, and headed for the sheriff's office next door.
You, Bishop, it's no use wondering.
Excuse me.
Folks who saw the ranger face on couldn't help noticing his eyes. They were intensely black, their gaze level and measuring. There was something about his stare that made men uneasy, with a tendency to look away quickly.
Looks more like an Indian to me, Hardy.
I know him. By sight, anyway.
Reminds me of Victorio the Apache. I seen him once.
He's a ranger from the Guadalupes.
Sheriff Barrow? Chick Beaudry, Texas Ranger.
Within the hour, everybody within a radius of 5 miles knew that Ranger Chick Beaudry was in town. What they did not know was that the saddle tramp who loafed in the Longhorn Saloon was Rip Coker, also a Texas Ranger.
Have a seat, Beaudry.
Thank you.
I'm glad you came.
Sheriff Barrow was a worried man. He smiled briefly in greeting as he invited the ranger to sit, but the look quickly vanished behind his large white mustache. His hard blue eyes narrowed as he spoke.
It's gotten where I have to consider every man, woman, and child in town as a suspect. Why, there's nobody here I can even talk to.
Just start from the beginning, if you don't mind.
Well, there were no strangers in town the day the robbery occurred, I can assure you that.
Oh?
Been none since, either, except a lone drifter who showed up here yesterday. I doubt if he's our man. Kimball's a peaceful town, mostly. We have a little row every now and then over at the Longhorn. An occasional cowhand acting up, but no hard cases.
You've been lucky.
John Bishop and I, he's our mayor. We've worked hard to keep troublemakers from settling down here. Drive them right on out.
So, on the day the robbery took place, Monday it was, right? You didn't notice anybody or anything out of the ordinary.
That's right. What's more, as far as I can tell, nobody left town either. Bishop owns the most land hereabouts. He led the search for tracks, scoured the entire countryside. Didn't find a thing.
What about the bank? Anything there?
Not much to go on. Josh was beat up bad. Tortured him, whoever did it. Built a fire in the stove and held his hand over it till he...
That'd be the witness you mentioned in this wire, correct?
Correct. Died in my arms. His last words were, strangers, a new red or a new raid or something like that.
Does anyone in town know you wired the Rangers?
I didn't tell anyone, if that's what you mean. Not even the mayor. But I presume Fred's told everybody in town about it by now. Fred's the man over to the telegraph office.
I see.
You know, it was hard for me to accept that I needed help on this one, Beaudry. The answer keeps nagging at me. It's right on the trail edge of my thinking, but I can't quite get it out in the open. Well, he'll be wanting to get over to the hotel and freshen up, I expect.
Actually, I'd like to go take a look at that bank just as soon as I can. I'll settle in later.
You leave that blanket roll here if you like. You won't be needing it to the hotel.
Oh, much obliged.
Here. I'm afraid I haven't given you much to go on, Beaudry. If there's anything I can do to help, you just ask.
Of course. I'll do that.
Beaudry covered the short distance to the bank at an easy pace. His two guns were carried low and tied down, a style rarely seen. His eyes, as they slanted across...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?